This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
5, 6, 7, 8.
Cool. Casey, we good?
So in improv, we call that a pattern game, and it's a very pivotal part of an improviser's journey.
And Mary, anything to plug?
Oh, wow.
Riddles are easier than you thought, huh?
I didn't even know I was in it. So cool.
This is like Michael Douglas and Sean Penn in the game. Here we go. When I say riddles, you say puzz. Riddles.
Puzz.
Riddles.
Puzz.
Puzz.
When I say riddles, you say solve them. Riddles.
Solve them.
I'm not doing anymore. I thought there was a verbal contract
Come on.
Do riddles and puzz. No, I'm not doing anymore.
Puzz.
I bought us all these cheerleader outfits, these pom-poms, and you're not going to do it?
This is expensive for, because it's an audio podcast, and it feels like it's expensive for what it is, which is a joke just for us.
And why is Aaron in your cheerleader outfit for one school and mine's for a different school? I feel like, do you want me to be a rival? I feel like that's the role that I was playing.
Did you not see Bring It On? This is Hey Riddle Riddle. I'm Adel Rafai.
I'm JPC.
And I'm Aaron Keefe.
And we are doing Riddies and Puzzies for all you Kevins and Susies and Koozies and Sevens. And we have a very special guest that we'll get to right away. No need to diddle daddle. You might know her from her podcast Wild Horses. You might know her from Comedy Bang Bang. She is a scene stealer in shows like Curb Your Enthusiasm, The Good Place. You were just in one of my favorite shows of the year, Harley Quinn, as a voice, where I was like, oh, is that Mary Holland? Please welcome to the show. And she's also in one of my top three favorite Hello from the Magic Tavern episodes of all time. It's Mary Holland.
Hello.
Woo!
Hi, Mary.
Hello, I'm thrilled to be here.
This
Thank
is
so,
so
exciting. For that introduction. That was very kind.
You're one of my favorite improvisers. Mary, I feel like there's not a single show I've watched where you don't pop up and I just go, it's Mary Holland. Like I was watching Crazy Ex-Girlfriend and you pop up. Like every single show I watch, you appear in. So congratulations on a career that's spanned every single network and TV show.
Thank you so much. Bribery goes a long way.
And Mary, this is a big moment for me because I saw you in an improv show maybe like 4 years ago. And then you were next to me at the bar after. And I was like, I should say something. I should say something. And then I didn't. And all that just goes to show you just have to wait 4 years. And then.
Oh, my gosh. Just wait 4 years and we'll meet in another way.
And we'll meet in another way.
Aaron, what would you have said?
See, that's the issue, is I was like, I don't know what I'll say. I better not, because who knows what I'll say.
You know what? I've been in that same situation 1,000 times. You can never go wrong by just starting to sing some Train.
That's true. That would have caught my attention. I would have said, wait a minute.
It's in the atmosphere. Hey.
Drops of Jupiter in her hair. Yeah.
I'd love to see Aaron just like sweating buckets with her hand out going, meet Virginia?
Yep. And yeah, go, that yes, would have gone Virginia.
Well. I would have sobbed on the train ride home. I'd been like, I blew it.
Well, I'm so happy to meet you now over
Perfect.
Zoom.
Yes.
What a
this
treat.
Is so much better than a panic scary meeting of when I would have screamed at you. So this is way better.
Mary, we do
take it either way. Go ahead. Sorry.
Mary, we do have to ask all of our guests about their relationship with riddles, lateral thinking problems, puzzles. Were you a fan of those as a child? Did you grow up with those? Are you a fan of those as an adult? I know specifically as a bit of a leading question, I know you're, I believe, a huge fan of escape rooms, which I am as well. So can you just talk about your relationship with riddles?
Yes, I have a very intimate relationship with riddles. I would say, I guess I don't really recall them being big in my life as a child, but I remember when I drove from just outside Chicago to LA, when I was moving to LA, this was right after I graduated college, I drove across the country with a friend of mine, and guys, we printed a map quest of the route we were going to take. That's how long that was.
My car floor used to be littered with MapQuest printouts.
Yes.
So, yeah. So, map I'm with quest. You. Yeah.
God, I remember that. Printing map quests.
Yeah. Harrowing. But one of the... I don't remember which one of us did this, but one of the things we decided we would do is I can't remember how we came across this, but we found a lot of lateral thinking riddles online somehow and printed a bunch of those, and then it was the time of our lives. One of us reading this riddle and the other one trying to solve it. We laughed so much. It was just so much fun, and I think that's when the love of riddles really started. Riddles and puzzles.
I have to say that story is lovely, and I love that it had a positive ending, because if I was going to do like a 30-hour road trip with someone and they brought like printed out activities for us to do, I would be like, oh no, oh no, I'm in the wrong car. This is the wrong car for me.
Yeah. We really, it was a very lucky that we were both. So but I would say, like, I have done well over 100. I'm probably pushing 200 escape rooms at this point.
Whoa. Holy shit.
I can't get enough of it. And LA, we just, we're right in an escape room hub. Like, there's so many rooms here, and then so many rooms within driving distance. Been to Vegas, did a bunch of rooms there. I mean, I'm just a real escape head.
Mary, at the beginning of lockdown, I think it was near the beginning of lockdown, Adele and I and some other friends did a online, like a virtual escape room, but it wasn't really an escape room. It was like a puzzle activity because there was no room to it, but we had to like solve like a crime, and we had, you know, clues online, you had to open things up. Have you done any of those like online escape rooms?
Yes. Have definitely, put my feelers out for a lot of those. I've done some where the person is in the room and you're directing them.
Like, oh yeah, like Zoom. An avatar. Yeah. There's a really good Evil Dead online one in Seattle that's like that, you control someone with a camera and they're like, "What should I do next? Like, I'm scared. Yeah. Let me out of here." Yeah. It's real fun.
Oh no,
I think that's a slippery slope. If we start just making that a thing, like human sims for each other. I don't know.
Yeah, it is a slippery slope.
Come to think of it, I was on OnlyFans. That was a different, that was something else.
No, if someone was like, "Yeah, you control what I do all day," I'd be like, "Now go make a cup of coffee. Now go do this."
Yeah.
I would want to do that
now,
all day long.
Go back to sleep. Sleep in. You deserve it.
Yeah. Honestly.
And now pour milk on your feet.
If all OnlyFans was like me getting money and like hanging out in this room and being like, "What should I do in this room today? Should I try to escape?" I would have an OnlyFans tomorrow. I'll sign up.
If we did an OnlyFans for Hey Riddle, where all we did was people could direct us to pour milk on our feet, would everyone be on board with that?
That's too specific.
Okay.
She said it.
Yeah, it's too specific of a thing.
Aaron, it does sound like we have our first customer in Adult.
Right? Now, I have to be very honest.
Please.
What is OnlyFans? What is that?
OnlyFans is it's kind of like a revolution in sex work for the pandemic, because it allows people, especially because like a lot of strip clubs and things like that have closed down. So it's kind of like you can pay. It's kind of like Patreon. I think, I don't know if it's exclusively for sex work or if it's just for,
it's all sorts
of
things.
It kind of is. It can be kind of everything. Yeah. But basically you have people who like subscribe to your channel and then they, you know, watch you do whatever it is that you do.
Oh, hell yeah. I'll pour milk on my feet. I'll do it right now. Whatever you want.
My only barrier to this is I'd have to go buy milk. I haven't had milk in this house in like...
Same. I would have. I would hope that they would accept coconut milk.
Can I do almond milk on my feet? Is that enough for people?
My boyfriend is disgusting and drinks like a gallon of whole milk in 2 days, like a little kid. And so, if anyone needs milk,
but he's so
there's
strong.
A lot in my house.
He's so strong. So, listeners, if you want this, please go ahead and tweet at us #footmilk, and we will get that underway if we get 500 subscribers. Let's go ahead and get into our warm up riddies and puzzies. Mary, this will help you get an idea of what we're going for in terms of the level of difficulty. I have to let you know that we've been through, this is like episode 115, we've been through a billion riddles, most of them very bad, so just be prepared for that. So here's our first one.
So this is warm-up. This is warm-up.
This is warm-up. So these these should be easiest, but typically they're not, so I won't even, I won't even say that.
Don't even start counting the points yet, so don't even worry about
that. There are no points.
Okay. Interesting.
You guys were the worst hosts of all time. We're confusing.
They really contradicted each other a lot.
Put the thought of points out of your... I don't even know who mentioned points. Put it out of your head. Let's not even talk about points.
Well, I think you mentioned them. Okay.
Okay. Well, if I mentioned them, then that's a point. So I do let the record show.
Don't do this. JPC, you cannot do this.
Here we go. When I move, I may not advance or retreat. I can stop even if I do not move. To maintain motion, I must be stationary. What am I? I'll read that one more time. When I move, I may not advance or retreat. I can stop even if I do not move. To maintain motion, I must be stationary. What am I?
This feels like it's like a chess piece of some kind. This feels like it's like the piece of a game.
Okay. It almost, to me, listen... I'm wondering, is it a spinning top thing? Is it something that when it moves, it can either advance or retreat?
Okay.
And is it our listeners can't see
Leonardo DiCaprio's totem in Inception? Is it that specific?
Our listeners can't see but Mary does have a giant dry erase board behind her, and she's working out some
sort of math equation. And if I just carry the two and, and put it over here and add it to the 95 divided by 12.
This is way more math than I thought was in this.
It's not a top, but that's a very good guess for sure.
Is it some sort of... Rube Goldberg machine.
It is not, but I do love that accent you do.
That's Chicago, baby.
What is the if it stops? Wait, I'm sorry. Can I hear the second line one more time?
Of course, I can stop even if I do not move.
I can stop.
Is it like a record player, or like is it music?
Oh.
Is it like something like you get it. I'm gonna go hit the hay.
Wow.
Some sort of CD.
I can stop even if... So if it's on the Earth is always spinning, and it's always moving, and so it can stop and still be moving. That wasn't what the riddle said, though. It said something different than that.
I can
stop even if I do not move. Now, here's the thing. This wording is fairly confusing. I'm not sure... I can't picture this in my mind's eye in terms of why this wording is how it's worded, but
okay.
But I'll give you a hint.
Yeah, I'd love a hint.
This item is the pits. When I move, I may not advance or retreat. I can stop even if I do not move. To maintain motion, I must be stationary. What am I?
And the hint is that it's
the pits.
Is it like a pit of a fruit? No.
No.
This is something that would go with my hint.
Okay, is it a race car? Race cars have pit crews. Don't look at me like I'm some fool from the streets.
Quoth the raven. Another hint. What else?
Edgar Allan Poe.
Yes. But,
poem.
Pits. A pits. A pendulum.
It's a pendulum. I want to see a scene. Pendulum makes me think of like a metronome, right? They're kind of pendulous to some degree. So I want to see a scene. Molly, you are a music teacher.
Molly.
Molly.
I can't tell you how many times that happens. I don't know if Molly's get called Mary, but I really get called Molly a lot. So don't worry.
I'm so sorry, Mary. This is so embarrassing. He was calling me Molly.
Because I does actually, so much.
I
he
does see.
So much, I'm so sorry. I do so much MDMA that I am called Molly sometimes. Oh my God, this is so
cute.
Embarrassing.
Here's the thing. I do this with you. I'm also friends. I don't know if you know Mary Hollis and Bowden.
Oh yeah, yeah.
But I'm friends with both of you. But anytime I think about saying either Mary Hollis or Mary Holland, I always combine them and just say Molly. Yes. I don't know what it is in my brain because I also know a Mary Wynn, and I know several Marys who go by both their they have a compound first name. So I'm just a mess. But Mary, regardless.
And Aaron's sister's name is Molly, too. Molly.
Yes, and my mom's name is Mary, and she named her Molly as like a fun sort of name after her. So this is all very complicated for me as well.
Carry the two, and you divide 1,000 by 22.
How do you keep getting this two?
Basically, we just want to ensure that we're talking about it so much that it can't be edited out.
You guys, I think Mary just solved a murder.
I did. It was me.
You can't incriminate yourself. So Mary, you're going to be a music teacher. Aaron, you are her prize student. And the two of you are going over, Aaron, what you're going to be singing or doing for the musical finals, the high school musical finals.
Okay, great.
Mrs. Miller, I noticed that you signed me up, and you're also in that slot with me. Like, you're going to be singing with me. Is that happening?
Yes. Yes, it is. We'll be doing a duet. I've pulled a few duets from various operas and
Mrs.
musicals.
Miller, this is for students.
What?
Usually, right? Like, this is for students?
Aren't you a student?
Right, but aren't you a teacher?
Aren't I also a student? You are never not a student of music. That's one thing I wish to impart to you is the study of music is a lifelong study, and so I actually am a student of music, and so I think I found a loophole, and we can perform a duet together. Aren't you excited?
I mean, I'm just looking to get an A. Mrs. Miller, everyone...
It's Miss Miller.
Okay, I'm putting the pieces together here. People have seen you crying in your car before school and listening to the album you made 20 years ago. Everyone knows.
And we have to hear a snippet of that album from 20 years ago, Mary, if you don't mind.
Oh, yeah, it's fun. Love is love. And you gotta, when you can't find it, where are you gonna go? You gotta go back to where you started, You gotta go back to where you started.
Hey, excuse me, Miss Miller, I never do this. I know the studio time is expensive and it's your time and you have already paid, but you do not have to. If you want to wait or give yourself a moment,
I'm ready. You're right. I feel like that was a great take.
This is why I don't do this.
Did you get that on the book?
Yeah, and Miss Miller, in your album, you left all of the back and forth between you and the audio engineer, and it's just like sort of strange.
Right.
And like, because
What is music? Diana,
are you asking
what's
me?
Music? Yes. What is music but audio put to ears?
That's a pretty good point. I really need a good grade, so I'm willing to do whatever duet.
Do you want a good grade, or do you want to win the musical finals of this high school, which I have organized and put together?
It feels
all right. Next up for musical finals, it is Chelsea Burke with accompaniment by Miss Miller. Oh, this is interesting. Chelsea, whenever you're ready.
Okay, Miss Miller, we got this. It's okay.
I don't understand. I don't understand. She walked on stage. She didn't run.
Sorry, and I never do this. Miss Miller, do you need a moment? If you need a moment, I'm happy for you. Okay, Chelsea, whenever you're ready.
whenever you're ready.
I got you, babe. I got you, babe. I think they're going to be okay.
Yeah, Mary, that'd be great.
I like the beginning of your original album from 20 years ago was just the Entourage theme. You started with, oh, yeah. Fantastic.
It was popular then. It's popular now. Yep.
I mean, it's classic, you know? You can't go wrong with it.
Let's do one more warm-up riddle. Here we go. It's snowing heavily. Boris goes outside to find that there's twice as much snow in his garden as in that of his neighbor, Percival. But he is not surprised. Why not?
My guess here, my easy guess, is that Percival just has like a yard that's like twice as big as Boris's.
JPC, bingo bango, ha-ta-ta, you nailed it.
Wow.
Boris is not surprised because his garden is twice as large as that of his neighbor's.
I was going to say it's a curse.
Double snow. You know the curse double snow? I hate that.
I would like to see a scene. Adel and JPC, you are neighbors. JPC, you're sort of trying to cover up that there is a curse that's been put on your yard. Mary, feel free to join in if there's any walk-on role you feel inspired
by.
Oh,
I will.
Every scene needs a pumpkin salesman.
That's right.
Hey, morning, neighbor.
Oh, hey there, Jeff. How's it going?
It's good. It's good. It's going well. Hey, sorry about any noise from yesterday. Mm-hmm. It's the darndest thing.
Yeah, it sounds like your wind chimes are screaming.
Yeah, they're screaming. Anyway, I apologize about that. We're going to get those exercised.
Please help me. Please help me. Please help me. I keep getting murdered in this house.
Yeah. Hey, this is the new nanny.
Please help me. Help me get out of here.
This is Jessica. I know.
Hi.
I know what you're thinking.
Hi.
Whoa, she looks like a ghost covered in blood. She is.
Can Jessica come back in and play? We want to play with her.
Please,
no.
Please don't make me play with this British child. Please.
So that is Elaine.
Real quick.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, real quick. Jessica and I are moving. We just wanted to give you a heads up. Crazy weather we're having. But yeah, we're moving tomorrow. Just feels like this isn't a good fit.
Did you say Jessica? You're moving with her?
Oh my God, you're taking me with you?
That's great.
Oh my God.
That's a verbal contract. Will you pay?
Yes, that's binding.
Will you take the British ghost twin with you as well? Please tell me you will.
Scene. Screaming the line, "I keep getting murdered in this house."
Turns out you don't need a pumpkin salesman.
Absolutely.
I was coming in as the pumpkin salesman next. That was my next move. I just pivot. I'm selling pumpkins.
Let's get into some full course riddles here.
Okay.
Here we go. A man held up a bank on a hot day. He was caught later by the police. On a colder day, he probably would not have been caught. Why?
He was robbing an ice bank, baby. Mr. Freeze style.
Mr. Freeze. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Was it Mr. Freeze?
It was not Mr. Freeze. This is not a Batman villain.
Dang. Oh, so it's not any Batman villain. What a mistake you've made, Adel. You've given us too much information. All I asked was it Mr. Freeze? And then you just gave away the farm for free, my friend.
See, Adel, that is so... I can't believe you did that. That's
rookie move.
Yeah, seriously.
I want to see a scene.
Nope.
No.
I want to see a scene. JPC and Mary, you are two people auditioning to be villains in the city of Gotham. And you're sort of in the waiting room to audition to be a villain. Maybe you're befriending each other. Maybe you're psyching each other out. Who knows? But you're in the waiting room waiting to audition.
Did you get the new sides?
Oh, no.
They sent new sides last night.
Oh, my God.
Check your email.
Oh, God. Oh, my God. Oh, Jesus. It went to spam. How does it do that? How does it go to spam? There has to be some way to... Oh, my God. This is awful that this is happening to me because, obviously, you know, I'm spam night. So it's... Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You know about me, obviously. I'm sorry to
that. Oh, yeah. No,
I'm spam night. I throw spam at Batman.
Yeah, I think I've heard of you. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like salted ham. It's like super big in Hawaii because of like the, you know... I want to say POWs, but that's not what I mean. That's prisoner of war. I mean, what's it called when the soldiers go to Hawaii? Imperialism? Colonialism? I don't know. It's anyway, but they brought the spam. I'm spam night.
Okay. I'm bug.
You're bug?
I'm bug, yeah. I have to be honest, I haven't totally heard of you, spam night, but like I'm sure you
It's on the tip of my tongue. Remind me what bug, what's your thing is?
My thing is bug?
Bug.
Yeah, yes, I like singular. Annoy people.
Got it. So it doesn't have anything to do with the one bug. It's just you bug people. It's not.
No, but I am dressed like a bug. But my skill or my power is, I'm pretty irritating.
I asked because it looks like you have a. I want to say it's a house centipede or a silverfish on your shoulder. So yeah, I don't know if that was. That
no,
is part
this
of it.
This is my sidekick. Frankie.
Great.
Thank you so much. By the way, I just killed it in there. Good luck, losers. I'm Bane.
Yeah, Bane. Yes, of course.
Yeah, Bane. We know.
We know. Great.
All right. Spam. Bye. All right. Next up, Spam. Oh, fuck. You're back.
No. No, it's different this time. I have a sidekick as well. This is Side of Rice. Side of Rice, go ahead and introduce yourself. Okay, it's a side of rice. So it's not going to be talking.
Same. One more time. A man held up a bank on a hot day. He was caught later by the police. On a colder day, he probably would not have been caught. Why?
Footprints.
I'm thinking.
Yeah.
He says later in the day too. Is there shadows? Is that something?
It's nothing to do with shadows. I mean, I will say the answer to this is pretty infuriating. That's a bit of a hint.
Is it because in the winter there's less daylight? Like, is that it?
My man, you're overthinking it.
I'm overthinking it. Okay.
You're overthinking it.
You know that like hot air you breathe out in the winter.
Breath?
I guess just breath. You know when your breath like looks like smoke and you pretend to smoke?
Yeah. Yep.
Is it that?
Is it that thing?
This is way simpler. So what do you do
on a
hot day? Okay. That's a great answer. And it actually ties into the actual answer. On a hot day you would do what versus what?
On
a cold day.
You wipe your brow.
Yeah, you'd pour milk on your feet for sure as well.
Did he take off his hat and gloves and leave them behind?
He did not, but it ties into attire. It does tie into attire.
Did he stay in the bank lobby after he had robbed it because he didn't want to go out into the hot sun and there was air conditioning in the bank lobby? I've hung out in the Chase branch many times because of that same thing.
Okay, robbing a bank and staying inside the bank. JPC, you just gave away the plot to Inside Man.
Damn.
Wow. I do love that movie. I love Clive Owen. Is it so ski good. Mask?
It's not ski mask. So
is
ski
it
mask.
Jacket?
Ski mask in the summer would be pretty hot. So again, it does have to do with attire and
bathing
suit. Would you say what?
Bathing suit. It's too hot, so you take your bathing suit off. But if it was cold, you would leave his bathing suit off.
I'm going to say this, and I don't want to be made fun of, but I want to say money coat. Is that something?
Okay, all right.
Is money coat something? In the winter, he would not have been caught, but he was caught in the summer.
Correct.
So in the winter, he has this, I want to say money coat, that you can hide all the money in, and then in the summer, he's got to carry like a bag around.
Mm-hmm. In the summer, he's got a pool with him.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Mm-hmm.
And all
he
the money gets
Scrooge
wet.
Scrooge McDuck into that motherfucker.
That's right.
Dump all the cash in the pool. Splish, splash,
I want to know why he's working alone. I have so many questions.
Well, I will answer in character as much as questions as you have, Mary.
In character?
You're the guy?
Yeah, I'm the guy.
Mm. Oh, okay. Oh, okay, yeah. Can I hear what this guy sounds like? That will help me get kind of me in the zone.
Oh, I got to rob this bank.
Ah. Hi, excuse me. Hi.
Yes, hello.
Hi, so I was hot. Walking down the... I was walking down the sidewalk, and I heard you talk to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And you said you're going to rob this bank?
Yep, that's right.
Great. I just want to know how and... Like, what's your, do you have other people working with you, or are you working alone?
It's just me. I'm going to put a banana, in my pocket and point it and say, hands in the air, and hope that nobody calls me on it.
What's your getaway plan? What, sprint. Where?
Excuse me, ma'am. Is this cartoon dog bothering you? This cartoon dog looks like it's being very aggressive, and I just want to know if it's bothering you.
No, actually, I engaged this cartoon dog in conversation, so it's... But thank you. That's nice
of
you.
My bad. That's why I never do this.
Yeah. You're right.
Do you notice what I'm wearing on my top?
On top? Yeah.
Not my head, but the top I'm wearing?
Yeah, you have a bow tie top.
Mm-hmm. But there's something a little different about my shirt, because it's summer, not winter.
Right, it's a tank top.
Bingo, bango, ha-ta-ta. The man, the robber, wore a short-sleeved shirt, and his name was tattooed on his arm.
Oh, that's it.
No.
His first and last name.
I would like to see a scene.
But Aaron, real quick, I knew a guy when I was in high school that got his social security number tattooed onto his chest.
No.
And we went to a pool, and he took a piece of cardboard and duct taped it over his chest when we went to that pool.
What an idiot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was not a great guy.
I would like to see a scene. JPC, you are going to be a tattoo artist who is trying to talk Mary out of getting her name tattooed on her face.
Cool. All right.
Yeah, so I'm thinking just right across the forehead is what I'm thinking.
Okay. Sure. Mm-hmm. I can absolutely do that.
And I want it in Comic Sans. I want the font to be in Comic Sans.
Okay. Just so you know, a tattoo is a big commitment. It's a lifelong commitment. It kind of changes your perception. And if I'm correct, you have no tattoos today. That's what you said?
I have no tattoos today, but after I'll have one on my forehead.
One on your forehead. Cool. This is something that's normal that we tattoo artists do. We just try to get to know the people that we're tattooing. What's going on in your life? Like, what's new? I always love to get to know the person that I'm working with.
Yeah, well, my name is Jane Smith.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And I feel like people, always forget my name. Or, don't know my name. I guess I'm just so tired of, constantly just, when I'm meeting someone new.
Uh-huh.
They're like, I'm Charlie Brown, and I'm I'm Jane Smith. It just feels that was a waste of 3 seconds.
No,
so
I get
just feels
that.
Like if I could cut, if I could. Here's the thing: I'm scared of dying, and if I can preserve some part of my identity by getting a tattoo of my name on my face, and then also save time so that I'm not just saying my name all the time.
Yeah,
until I'm dead.
What you're saying makes sense to me. Have you tried anything else, or is tattoo your number one first option? Because there are some other options. I got a cousin who knows how to go on Kinko's website and do business cards. That might be an option for you. Then you don't even have to say the name anymore. You just hand people the business card.
But that feels really silly to me, because then I just hand them a card that says Jane Smith. And then they're like, what am I going to do with this card? And now it's just taking up room in their wallet. And maybe they're never going to see me again. And it just feels like that I'm going to die.
Jane, can I be honest with you? Can I level with you completely?
Okay.
I'm a 51-year-old man. And when I was about your age...
You're sick. I'm out of here.
No, all right. Wow.
Clip, clop, clip, clop, clip, clop, slam.
Whoa, she just ran right into that horse. Holy shit, she got sideswiped by that horse. Oh,
no, my face!
That's gruesome.
My face!
Oh, I've never seen a horse blow up.
No way to identify this body of who this is. I wish for some whatever reason
this woman had. I know her. I know her. I was going to give her a tattoo.
What was her name?
Ooh. I want to say John Smart.
And I sit up and I sit up abruptly and I turn to the camera and I say, close enough.
Same. I love clip clop, slam. Pretty great.
Close enough, clip clop, slam. That brings us to a perfect point where we can take a little break and say hello to some of our fine advertisers. So we will see you right after this commercial interruption.
GP Seattle, come in here quick.
Oh, Aaron, what's
going on, Aaron?
Haircut, would you, new makeup, what's going on?
No. I added new photos to my aura frame, and there's one of us coming up that I'm dying for you guys to see.
Okay.
We just got to wait a second.
This is you taking a bath? I don't know why this one's on here.
Oh, this is awesome. I love this.
It's mostly photos of me taking a bath in a full wetsuit, pretending that I'm sort of like exploring. Doesn't matter.
Whoa.
Just wait for the photo.
And there's bags of rice that say GP Seattle on them.
Doesn't matter. Don't look too closely at those photos.
It's like Scuba Steve from not Billy Madison.
Big Daddy.
Scuba Steve is from Big Daddy. Big Daddy.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, and even friends in your life, every mom loves an aura frame. And I'm not a mom, but I love an aura frame too. Named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. And I'm not one of Oprah's favorite things, but I love aura frames. And aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages. My mom has one. Your mom has one. All of our moms have one. They love them.
You can use your finger to swipe across the top. Okay, so this is like a professional photo shoot. Who's taking the pictures of you in the wetsuit in the bath?
Don't ask questions.
From Aura to Oprah, everyone loves this frame. And true story, I gave my mom one last year, like you were saying, Aaron. I gave her one for her birthday. She is obsessed. And here's the fun part is Gemma and I have an app where we can add photos on our phones to my mom's frame. And she lives hours away. And that's fun and enjoyable.
This is, you're still in the wetsuit, but now you're at like a child's birthday party? Like whose birthday party is it? Were you hired to be here in a wetsuit? It doesn't seem wetsuit themed.
And don't
stop asking questions.
You called us in here.
And don't be concerned about your parent or relative figuring it out. It takes 2 minutes to set up a frame using Aura app. Literally 2 minutes. It's very simple.
I know that this is confusing because of what we're saying, but you can choose the photos that you put on the Aura frame. It doesn't choose for you or make your friends scroll through hundreds of photos of you at this birthday party.
I handpicked these.
Not only can you choose them, but there's also a private feature. You have complete control over who has access to your frame, and the Aura app lets you share photos more securely than with email, which many other digital frames require. Oh, Aaron, I just got a notification here in my Aura app that you want to share with me all your photos. Here.
Aaron.
Send them to everyone.
Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code Riddle at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Oh, here it is. It's the photo of all of us. Nope, it's bags of rice with our name written on them.
Do you love it?
I want to leave. This podcast is sponsored by Squarespace.
Hey, daddy-os, come on into the party.
What's this going to be?
What is the vibe in here? It's like the language and the decorations are like wildly incongruent.
Chill, man. Here, it's hip to be square, because we all use Squarespace, dig?
Oh, okay. Yeah, Squarespace,
that's
the all-in-one
fun
website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. Whether you're starting out or growing a managing brand, Squarespace makes it easy to build a beautiful website. Yeah, yeah, we know. We understand.
I built a website for my beret.
Oh, cool.
Wait, I'm sorry. On behalf of, or it's like featuring? Did your beret tell you to build a website?
That's right.
Tell your beret that it can sell exclusive content on your site by adding a paywall to sell memberships or courses, or sell files your customers can download, like PDFs, music, or ebooks, or little pictures of the beret.
Tell your beret. Do
whatever
you want. Don't encourage him to talk to the beret. What are you doing?
I talk to the beret.
Huh?
That's cool, man. Mm-hmm. Also, you can upload video content, organize your video library, and showcase your content on beautiful video pages, like all these videos of my beret. You want to see?
I don't know that I want to see videos of your beret. It looks like you also have flexible payments on here, so you can make checkout seamless for your customers with simple but powerful payment tools. You can accept credit cards, PayPal, Apple Pay, something called Beret Pay. And in eligible countries, offer customers the option to buy now and pay later with Afterpay and ClearPay. Actually, you know what? I think Beret Pay seems to just be written in a, like, pencil next to it. I don't necessarily know.
Looks like a beret wrote it.
That's all right. Don't be so uptight. Listen, head on over to squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/riddle to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
I'm getting a phone call and it says it's from the beret.
Don't pick up.
The call is coming from inside my hat.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Ooh, Adeline Aaron.
Oh, what's wrong? Hey, JPC, what's wrong?
I just fell out of a tree, and I think I hurt my emotions.
Oh, it's a pretty short tree, yeah.
It's a shrub.
It's more like
I was
a
trying
small
to eat
plant.
It.
Well, whether you're a human or a tree, or you fell from a tree, you should check out BetterHelp. Have you heard of this? You seen this?
Oh, is De Niro impression coming up in the ad read? Analyze
JPC,
that.
We all carry around different stressors, big and small, and when we keep them bottled up, they can affect us negatively. Like, what's going on with you?
So what you're saying is that maybe the fact that I was trying to eat a shrub in the yard could be related to my emotions feeling all emotive?
Are you better helping to me?
Is good.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Say if you want like a Billy Crystal type.
And you know, this kind of therapy works so well for me because I love being able to message my counselor anytime and I don't like getting in the car to go to therapy. It just stresses me out. So if you haven't done therapy for a while and you're thinking about getting back into the game, I would give this a shot.
Hi, guys. It's me, JPC. I know what you're thinking. That character who fell out of a shrub and hurt his arm and thought maybe his arm was his emotions. That's not really what therapy's all about. Mm-hmm. Right? Wrong. Nope. Right. That's not what therapy's all about. Therapy is about something different.
Anyways, get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/riddle today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/riddle, RIDDLE.
I have better, Greg. Can you help me?
It's a lot of
perfect.
Fun, Adel.
Perfect.
Thank you.
And we're back. And I don't know. I had to run and shut my windows. There's a weird noise outside. Does anybody else have like a weird noise or anything? Like a commotion outside?
No, I mean, I live on the same street as you, but it's like 30 blocks away.
Oh, weird. Mary, I don't know if you, I know you're in LA. Must be mm-hmm. nice. But here in Chicago, there's some sort of, I see a bunch of creatures marching down the street. It's almost like there's an animal parade?
So funny. That's happening in LA too.
Oh, well then great.
It's a
then
really long parade.
Yeah, now I also begrudgingly see one as well, and it's on my street too.
I'm going to have to wait so long to see my kid who's in the marching band. Uh-huh. God damn.
So why don't we hear, let's open our windows fully and hear a little bit of this parade. Mary, probably what's going to happen is to the beat of a very simple drum, we're going to
sure.
sing about animals we see doing certain things, holding certain things, being certain things. So it goes a little something like this if you at any point want to join in. Da 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 da. A walrus with a hot cousin. Da 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 da.
A dolphin with a boyfriend.
A peacock with a cocaine problem.
A porcupine with flowers.
A flamingo who loves mezcal.
A koala who's trying their best.
A stegosaurus on a phone call.
A housefly and a horsefly.
It's an animal parade!
Yay! Animal parade!
Wow, that was amazing.
So this is one of our finest and only segments that we sometimes do on the show.
So today's Animal Parade segment is brought to us by Molly H. Of course, if you ever want to send us an Animal Parade article, you send that to hrrpodcast@gmail.com. Let us know if we can read your full name, or otherwise we'll just say your first name and initial. So Molly H.
And Mary, just for your gratification, the first time that Adel sprung Animal Parade, the segment on Aaron and I thought that was the segment. We thought that the intro game that we played was the whole segment. So you
That is what I thought.
Yeah, you had about as much warning as we had.
Yeah, that is what I thought.
That's so funny. To be fair, that is the best part of the segment. But nevertheless, Molly sends an article, and attached to it, she has an email that says, in all caps, sharks are walking, not a typo. So let's go ahead and read this article. This is from CNN World. Scientists discovered four new species of sharks that walk. Ooh.
What?
The CNN article starts off, so... some sharks walk, just not the scary ones. While great whites haunt the deep, walking sharks are content to scuttle. What?
He said haunt the deep. They're not ghosts.
Yes, well, they are. They're great white ghosts.
That's why they're called great whites.
Yes. Exactly.
Because they look like they're covered in a...
You they look like Scooby-Doo ghosts with big sheets covering them.
We shouldn't have to explain this.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
A great white is just a shark with a sheet over it.
I went to college for 5 years. I should know this shit.
Wow.
They've been walking or something close to it for at least 9 million years. They're evolutionary superstars, too. Walking sharks could be the most recently evolved shark on Earth. This is pretty impressive. They're also called epaulette sharks for their spots that resemble the military decor. They walk on their muscular fins to forage for small fish along shallow reefs.
I was going to ask if they have feet.
They
don't have feet.
That would be
not with that attitude.
Please, I want to see a shark covered in a sheet walking on four legs.
Also, I would like to see a scene.
I'm so sorry. I do have to sing this real quick, Aaron, and then we can see your scene. Look, there he goes. That shark is so peculiar. He's always walking on his fins.
Every morning, just the same. This morning,
he swims.
All of Beauty Beast, but it's just a shark. Just do the whole thing.
I don't know the reference, and I feel attacked.
Yeah,
does that make
right.
sense?
Tail you know is six it. Feet yeah, long. Right.
Okay, I want to see a scene. I'm going to be a shark who is walking in the Fashion Week for the first time. I'm a model shark. I'm the first shark to ever walk down the runway. JPC and Mary, you are two experienced supermodels, and you just like can't believe a shark is walking in the same show as you.
Aaron. Can I just say that we love Shark Week, but sharks love Fashion Week.
That's true. Well, yeah. That's what I'm hoping.
Say. Oh my God, I can't believe that I am wearing the two-piece in this.
You're so lucky. You're so lucky.
Really? Because I'm pissed about it.
Hey, guys.
The show's
Hey.
Hey.
Hello?
Can you believe how lucky we are to... Oh, I'm one of the models. I mean, I do have to keep moving, and my eyesight's pretty bad, so it's possible I'm not in the exact right spot.
Well, good luck walking the runway if you can't see it.
Good one, Courtney.
Thanks, Courtney. Brenda.
Courtney and Brenda, I just wanted to say, like, I own every magazine cover that you've ever been on, and just, like, aww. And of course it, like, got wet because I live in the water, but it just, like, means a lot to be walking in
you
the same
what?
Show as you two. Oh, I live in the water. Sort of just, like,
how are
in the
you
water.
In Manhattan right now?
Well, Manhattan's an island, so I sort of just swam up.
No, I'm sorry. What Courtney meant is, how can you afford waterfront in Manhattan? You're a new
that
model.
That is exactly what I meant. Yeah, I can't believe you're already walking for Gucci.
Yeah, I feel pretty proud of it.
Do you know
I
how long it took
and...
me to book a Gucci show?
I've only been modeling about 2 weeks, so I'm not sure. Did it
you
take you
bitch.
2 weeks? Oh my God, I'm so sorry. I may not have bones, and I may. What are some other facts? If you
don't
punch
have
me in the
any
nose, I'll
bones.
Let go. No, I'm pretty sure. You know what? I'm going to Google that really quick.
No, that's a model thing. Courtney and I are both missing 50% of our bones.
Yeah, you have to get rid of them if you want to walk hoat.
I had a tattoo artist remove all of my arm and forehead bones.
Should I do that?
Should I do that?
Brenda.
I don't have bones.
I'm sorry. I'm hungry.
I'm hungry too. But normally I eat people, but today I'll eat what you guys eat.
I'm sorry. You're a shark who normally eats people.
Yeah, I grew up right by a surfing place, and just like sort of that's what I grew accustomed to.
I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
So like, you're supposed to, I noticed that you are wearing, like, normally I wear the evening wear gown.
Yeah,
and
I'm closing the show in the evening.
Yeah,
can you
that's
believe?
Fucking bullshit. And I'm just wondering, how do you expect to wear stilettos when you don't have any feet?
Clap.
Well, I'll show you.
I really would love to see it because I'm just curious. That was a legitimate question of like, how are you going to do this if you don't have any feet?
I know that you might be getting a lot of mean from both of us, but we legitimately do want to know how you're going to do this.
No, we're just curious.
The organs are sliding to the bottom half of my body. This is not natural.
Oh my God.
She is a model.
Oh, phenomenal.
Sharks don't have bones. I pulled that out of my freaking ass.
Wild.
They don't have bones. It's like sort of like the tissue that we have, like cartilage.
Cartilage. No bones.
But they ate the bones.
But
right?
Aren't teeth bones?
As sharks age, they deposit calcium salts in their skeletal cartilage to straighten.
Hell yeah, dude. Deposit those calcium salts.
Sharks also have infinite teeth, right? Don't they just always keep regrowing and shooting out teeth?
Do sharks have infinite teeth?
That's my favorite David Foster Wallace novel. Also, the phrase shooting out teeth, I think, is a little strong. I don't think they... I don't think they're like porcupine quills.
Birth teeth?
It's their only range weapon at all. Otherwise, sharks are useless in combat.
And that is true. Aaron, you're right. If you punch a shark in the nose, it will let go. But for a jet, you have to gouge out its eye. Let's get to our animal-themed riddle. So here's another riddle for us to solve. A woman was horrified to find a fly in her tea. The waiter took her cup, went into the kitchen, and returned with another cup of tea. The woman had a sip from the fresh tea, and immediately she shouted, "You brought me the same tea." How did she know?
Let's see.
He's a fly. The server's a fly.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that must be it.
I don't know why the server's a fly.
You think you're upset? My brother drowned today in tea.
That's it.
Yes. And then it looks to the camera and goes, close enough.
Yeah, sorry. This was just an excerpt from a short Dave Ives play.
This might be stupid. I have a guess.
Oh.
Was she wearing lipstick and then she could see her lipstick stain on the side of the tea?
Aaron, that's smart. A great guess. That is not the answer here, but that is a great guess. And
can I hear it one
solution.
More time? That's a
yeah,
great
of course.
Guess. Yeah.
A woman was horrified to find a fly in her tea. The waiter took her cup, went into the kitchen, and returned with another cup of tea. The woman had a sip from the fresh tea, and immediately she shouted, "You brought me the same tea." How did she know?
"'Twas the tea cool."
"'Twas the tea before Christmas." The tea was not cool.
Had it cooled down since... piping hot when served, taken back to the kitchen, and come back cool. That doesn't strike me as tea.
That doesn't sit well.
Uh-uh.
These are all great guesses. They're not the right answer, but they are a right answer.
Okay. Don't give me a hint.
Okay.
Don't give her a hint.
I'm not.
Everybody back up.
I'm not.
Stop.
"'Twas the woman, a magician or a magician's assistant or the producer of a magic show, and had she marked the cup in some way so as when it came back, she turned the cup over and saw her
And that's classic number. Producer of a magic show behavior.
JPC, you nailed it. This woman was David Blaine's wife.
Yeah.
She knew the cup.
Okay.
Nine times out of ten.
I take issue with that. How are we supposed to know that? I think that's, the answer.
How are we supposed to know that renowned bachelor David Blaine got married? Who was the one who won him away?
What's crazy is that David Blaine's wife doesn't even know she's married to him. That's how good he is.
Whoa.
Wow.
What a mind freak. That's the other one. Never mind.
Mind freak.
So how else could she tell that that was the same tea she had? It was still hot. There's no markings on the cup or on the saucer. I assume there's a saucer.
There's still a fly in there.
please let that be the answer. Just accept it. That's the best we're going to do.
I would love a guy who's just like, it's his last day, and he's like, yeah, let me go take this out. He walks into the kitchen, walks back without having touched anything, and just goes, here you go.
He just makes the sound of footsteps and stays exactly in place.
I want to say, in 2015, I was at a Chili's just before New Year's Eve with a party of four, and the service was pretty bad, but our waitress came to our table, maybe like, we had already gotten our food, the waitress came to our table and was like, just so you know, I'm letting all my tables know, I just fucking quit, I've had it with this place, and then she walked out, and we were like, huh.
Wow.
What to do next? And eventually they came by to give us our check, and they just like gave us our check. And then there was no like discount or anything on the check. And then the manager was like, I'm so sorry, here's your check. And we were like, hey, man, come on. And he was like, we'll give you 50% off.
I want to see a scene.
I wonder what happened. Oh yeah, go ahead.
I'm sure it can't be good to work there. Like I'm sure he was the guy looked like an absolute dick, and he was also like, it was busy. Like it was a nightmare scenario. Yeah.
I want to see a scene. Aaron and JPC, you are at a I believe this is like a British thing, like a tea house, like somewhere you'd go for high tea. I think that's a thing.
I can't affirm this, but sure, yes, that sounds good.
So you're at the tea house, and Mary, you are their server, and you just cannot today.
Okay. What?
Excuse me, miss. Could you?
Figure out, what do you want?
My husband loves. How you tell her? He loves when things have like. Go ahead.
Where are my glasses? Yes. Okay.
I'm wearing them.
What's happening? Listen, we have tea. We have jasmine tea. We have caffeinated teas. We have non-caffeinated teas. You got herbal teas. Jasmine you got whatever tea. You want. What do you want?
Can you say it? Can you say it again, but slower, and sort of tell us like an adjective to describe each tea?
My mind.
I think it's the Japanese accent that I'm just not picking up on.
What?
Well, I'm sorry. I assumed that this was it. I don't understand a word you're
saying. My husband is very racist, and I'm very sorry. I'm related to the Queen.
Okay.
We will have jasmine tea.
Do you want an adjective before? Okay, jasmine tea, great. I'm putting you down for two jasmine teas. We have a selection of finger foods, cucumber mayonnaise.
I don't want food that's stuck to your fingers.
Cucumber mayonnaise?
No, they're not my fingers. They're for your fingers to pick up. I'm not putting. You know what? You know what? No.
Huh?
Enough.
Huh?
I'll have you know that I'm a Duke of Lordston.
And I'm the Duchess of the place with the hat.
Okay, you know what? I know you're just a bunch of kids in trench coats, and I'm sick of this.
Correction, we're a bunch
Get
of
off each
dogs
other's
in trench coats.
Oh, my God.
Scene.
Ruff, 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 ruff,
scramble,
ruff.
Scramble, rough, 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 rough. Do we have an answer for this, having now lived inside of a tea house? Put that into your brain space.
I think
do we have an answer?
Like there.
How this woman knew it was the same tea.
Is the cup marked? Is there a marking on the cup? I can't. That's stuck in my head.
No markings on the cup. No change of temperature. It's the exact same temperature somehow, just for the sake of.
Okay, I have a question. Yes? I have a guess.
Yes.
Mary, did you have something?
Just gasped.
No. Oh. No, I just gasped.
Unrelated. She's watching a football game on the screen.
is he dining at the Cheesecake Factory, which is renowned for having an open kitchen that you can just see into? And did she see the waiter not change out the tea?
That's another great guess and possible answer, but not this answer. The hint I'll give is Def Leppard.
Wasn't the Cheesecake Factory?
Def Leppard.
Yeah, that's the hint I'll give. Def Leppard.
Okay, so from the Bloodhound Gang has taught me that the drummer from Def Leppard only has one arm. Adel's cultural touch points are my cultural touch points.
Wait, I think Mary has it. You gasped. I thought, I'm so sorry.
I know. I gotta stop doing that.
Is it something with the arm of the teacup?
Can I just say I would love to see Mary as like a detective. This is not a scene call, but I would love to see Mary as a detective who like goes, aha, and they're like, oh, you solved it? It's like, no, that's just my thought process. It's like I have to speak aloud.
Of course. I've got it. I don't have anything. It's just
I'm just trying to boost my confidence. Just trying to get my confidence up.
Trying to feel like I could possibly have it. Does it
have something to do with the arm of the tea cup?
Nothing to do with the arm. Mary, I think, was taking a guess.
Okay. So she has tea. There's a fly in it. She's very upset.
Yeah.
They take the tea away.
Yeah.
Okay. They bring it back, and she takes a sip of it, and she's like, she's upset because it's the same tea. But the thing that I'm bumping against is that she saw the fly in her tea, and she tasted the second tea. So what is going on with her?
Well, here's the thing is, Mary, you walked yourself right up to the cliff's edge of the answer, and then you backed away. So think about it. She just saw the tea the first time. She tasted it the second time, and she knew somehow through the taste. So you're right there on the cusp of an answer. And again, I said Def Leppard as a hint, but maybe not everyone knows Def Leppard.
Oh, I know. Okay, I got it. Yes, I know Def Leppard.
What is it?
I would think there's at least one song you know of Def Leppard.
Yeah,
nothing else.
I know
it. What is it?
I don't know.
So when Adel, this is very clever. When Adel says there's a fly in the tea, there's not a fly in the tea. The fly, famously played by Jeff Goldblum, type of tea, she poured some sugar in the tea.
No.
And so she knows because
him.
She tastes
fire
it.
Fire him. Just do it.
She tastes
fire
it.
Fire him right now or I'm leaving.
Yeah, and me too. Fire him right now.
Mary, I'm so sorry. JPC, can I see you over here?
No.
You nailed the answer. It was perfectly correct. But I'm so sorry that these two are not on board. No, the answer is...
some sugar on me in the name of tea.
That is correct. What had happened was the woman already put sugar in the first cup. When she tasted the new tea, it was already sweet. So she knew if it was already sweet, it had to be the same cup of tea. Pretty good.
I love riddles.
I really hated that.
We did it. Everybody, we did it. She hates riddles. She just said one of her favorite days ever was doing riddles in a car, and we ruined a cherished memory for her. Go home, everybody. We did it.
I think that Def Leppard is a band that did a live show where they opened with that song and then closed with that song in their not swan song. What's it called? When you do more songs at the end of the
set. Encore.
Swan song.
When they die at the end.
I saw Neil Diamond live, and he did that. He played, what is it?
He played Pour Some Sugar on Me twice.
No.
Neil!
What's his, is it?
You have a catalog!
Oh, Sweet Caroline. He sang Sweet Caroline, like his second or third song, and then for the encore, for the final song, he made all of us sing Sweet Caroline, and I was like, I didn't pay to hear these fucking octogenarians sing Sweet Caroline.
Octogenarians! I'm going for that. What a good ad for Neil Diamond concerts.
Mary, I'm sorry that we made you hate riddles. I hope this next and final segment will win you back over. Of course, this is a segment we do every time we have a guest with the last name Holland. This is a segment we call Holland, if you hear me. So what's going to happen, Mary?
And we just want to apologize one more time to Tom Holland. We did not know your body of work. We were not familiar, and we were unprepared for the segment. So that is our apology to you.
We also want to apologize to Tom DeLong because...
other reasons.
Other reasons.
Oh, okay.
We were wrong. Aliens exist.
So, Mary, this is a segment where I'm going to ask you some questions about your last name, Holland. Do you know the country of origin of your last name?
Nah. I think English. I think English.
So I took this in terms of the country Holland. So I'm going to ask you some questions about the country Holland.
Easy.
You,
Perfect. You can get some help at any time, and I definitely hope you do lean on these two. You can get some help from JPC or Aaron. They can chime in with what they think the answer is and try and help you out. However, anytime JPC gives you some helpful advice or tips or possible answers, he's going to do it in a way that's as if he's your dad and he's letting you know that him and your mom are divorcing. And anytime Aaron gives you a hint, it's going to be in the mode of the most popular girl in school trying to befriend you.
So I use compassion and empathy, how any parent would deliver a conversation that's sensitive. Okay.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Won't be a problem.
So we'll start off with I think, a bit of a layup. We'll see. What is the capital of Holland, Mary Holland?
Okay. I believe, Holland, I'm not totally sure about this, but I think Holland is a province. Is it like, it is the country... Or is the country Holland? I guess because I thought Holland was a part of...
I think it's part of the Netherlands.
The Netherlands
is like all that area together. But I think Holland is a country. I speak with knowledge.
Great.
But I...
No, yes. Mary is correct. It is the Netherlands. And I think Holland... Sometimes they're used like interchangeably, but I believe Holland is like a province of... It doesn't matter. But yes, I think that is correct.
So let's
Amsterdam.
That is correct. You get one tulip bulb. And you're aiming for at least five, Mary.
Oh my God.
Oh, five tulips.
Mary Holland, in 1810, this famous man made his brother Louis the monarch of the Kingdom of Holland. Don't forget, you can lean on JPC or Aaron and they will try and help you out.
Dad?
Hey, Mary.
Come in. Stop just lurking in the doorway.
I feel more comfortable in the doorway. This is not technically my house anymore. We'll get to that. Kind of some bummer news. Your mother and I are no longer going to be together. She is going to be with Louis G's brother. From now on, that's my brother.
G's brother.
Luigi. I'm sorry, Luigi's brother. And I, of course, am Mario.
Oh, Mario?
So the answer
is Mario.
The answer is Mario.
I don't know, Dad.
Okay, well, I've been drinking, so I'm going to go. This is why I'm going to go back to watching the big game. Okay, goodbye.
Mary, I just want to apologize for that.
Louis the monarch. I have no idea. Do you know, Aaron?
I can Google it.
If it's not Mario, then I'm I'm fucked.
I'll say that this famous man, whose brother is Louis, who is made monarch, his last name would never be a name of a shark. Because sharks.
Oh, I got it. I got it. I got it, buddy. Oh my God, I love your hair. It's so cute.
Oh thanks.
Hey, do you want to sit? Like with us right here in the courtyard, we can talk.
Oh, yeah. I was just on my way to the biology lab.
I like your backpack and I like your glasses.
Thanks.
And
it's JanSport. They're both JanSport.
Awesome. Do you have any questions for me about the school?
I guess I was actually, yeah. I was just wondering, who's Louis's brother?
So, Louis, I think his last name is Bonaparte, which is bone. So, my guess would maybe
I gotta go. Napoleon.
Hey, excuse me. Excuse me. I'm sorry. I never do this, but would either one of you like to buy a pumpkin?
We don't need you.
Okay.
Mary, you are correct.
It's Napoleon.
It is Napoleon's brother, Louis. You now have two tulip bulbs. We're aiming for five.
Wow. Okay.
Here we go. Holland has approximately 1.5 million of these. And this could be anything. This is not, I didn't really help you out 1. With the
1.5 million of these. I would say windmills.
That is way too many windmills. This is something that's maybe a living creature.
I know it's not fucks because the people of the Netherlands have none of those.
An animal.
Mm hmm.
1.5 million of an animal. Okay, so livestock could be
insects.
Did you say sex?
Insects.
Insects.
We have 1.5 million sex. That's how Dutch people talk, right?
No. Cows? Chickens?
It
no,
is,
that doesn't make any sense.
It is cows.
Cows?
Wow. It is cows. Wow.
So, Mary, you have three tulip bulbs, and I'll ask
wow,
this.
Wow, okay. Oh, I get that one? Great.
You get that one?
Hold on. I got to do it like a dad. Hey, kiddo. Cows. Okay.
Leave me alone.
I will say, I had another question on here that was Amsterdam has over 1,200 of these. And no, I'm sorry. That was bridges. Where was that one? Oh, Holland has around 1,000 of these, 1,000 working windmills. So that is.
Wow.
You knew they had windmills. You knew.
I knew they had windmills. I just assumed it was 1.5 million, but I guess 1,000 is close.
1,000 working windmills and 1.49 million non-working windmills.
Unemployed windmills.
Yeah.
Mary Holland, here's another question for Holland, if you hear me. There is no country in the world where more blank is consumed than in Holland. 32 million kilos per year. There is no country in the world where more blank is consumed than Holland. 32 million kilos
cheese.
Per year. Cheese is a great answer, but not the correct one. But they are a bunch of cheese hounds.
Milk?
No, it's not milk.
They better be. They have a million cows. What are they doing with all that milk?
I have a guess. I'm going to deliver it maybe like a dad.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, sport. So your mom and I are trying to hash things out.
Okay.
Weed.
Oh,
really
weed.
Love for
oh, yeah,
you
weed.
To.
It's weed. Dad, get out of here.
I'm gone.
Yes, the Dutch eat 32 million kilos of weed a year. They're very sick
Good
people.
Good God.
The answer we're looking for is licorice.
What? Oh. Are they okay?
That's so much licorice.
Holland has the highest concentration of these in the world. Holland has the highest concentration of these in the world. And I'll give you a hint. And your hint is...
Give the hint like a popular dad. Combine them.
Like a popular dad.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, what's up, sweetie? Hope. I mean, no big deal. oh, this? It's
Are
a
you
skateboard.
Supposed to be popular? Mostly seem flippant.
That I was never popular, so I don't know what that feels like or sounds like.
Is your dad dressing in your little brother's clothes? He's busting out of them.
Dad's sick.
Hey, you know who all the cool kids are talking about is that Ben Stiller. I hear that Ben Stiller is really cool, and I hear Steve Coogan and Owen Wilson are real popular as well. So that's what all the kids are talking about is those three actors. Here they're pretty sweet. And
celebrities' children.
Models.
Yeah, what was the prompt again?
Holland has the highest concentration of these in the world.
Comedians.
Men white, with interesting
white
noses.
Men. Comedians.
White men?
You yeah, know, white men.
You know, I'm your dad, but I would still spend a night with Ben Stiller, Owen Wilson, or Steve Coogan, and probably
museums.
Some other people.
Museums.
Oh. Highest concentration of museums in the world.
Wow, that's actually pretty cool.
Mary, that's four tulips. You need one more. Here we go. This is the last one. The Dutch, from Holland, the Dutch are the blankest people in the world.
Happiest.
Happiest is a great answer. It's not correct. I believe the Danish are the happiest people in the world.
Good for them.
Wait, are the Dutch the Dutchest people in the world?
The Hollandest.
That would make sense.
The milkiest.
We're the Dutchest people.
The
in
cowiest.
The world.
They're the cowiest people.
The cheesiest people in the world. Windmillest.
No, sweetie, that's me. Your dad. It's a physical attribute.
Okay.
The most beautiful?
No, that's Sweden, famously.
No.
No, that's subjective.
the adjective. The
tallest?
Horniest?
They are the tallest and horniest people in the world. They actually are.
Fee, fi, fo, fum. I want sex.
You should have just said fee, fi, fo, cum. It's right
Damn
there.
It.
But I'm so sorry.
It's right there.
Damn it.
Somebody said it. The Dutch are the tallest people in the world. Mary, that's 5 tulips. Tulip bulbs. You win.
I really, Al, that's very nice. I feel like you're giving me a couple of those that I don't deserve.
No, well, you should just go for it. Each bulb is worth $500,000 a piece, so.
Wow, where do I trade those in?
And oh, you don't want to keep them?
When am I physically going to, are you mailing those to me?
Yeah, you trade them in with the pumpkin salesman.
Okay. What?
We don't need you.
Okay, fine.
We can do scenes without you.
So, Mary, thank you for letting me do that nightmare of a segment with an ethnicity that you have no relation to.
Thank you. That was fun. That was very informative.
Absolutely. Well, that brings us to the close of our show. Let's go ahead and see if we have anything to promote. Erin Keefe, do you have anything to plug or promote?
Nope. Follow me, Erin Keefe 10 on Instagram if you want to message me or anything, but I got nothing.
Great. Mary Holland.
Mary Holland. You can follow me at Mary Hollandaise on Instagram and at mholland85 on Twitter. And there's a movie coming out around the holidays. Listen, it could end up being in movie theaters. It could end up being some sort of digital box office thing, but it's called Happiest Season, and it's a holiday movie, and so just look out for it.
Ooh, can you tell us who you play in that?
No.
No. I am in it.
I'm going to assume that you play like Christina Claus. You'll just have to watch it. Okay.
No member of the Claus family is represented in the movie.
Very nice. What was the name of that movie again?
Happiest Season.
Happiest Season. Very nice. JPC, any plugs?
Yeah. Nothing to plug. I do want to say that earlier when you said that brings us to the close of the show, I wanted to just say something like you can buy our merch in the link in the episode description because that's kind of like the clothes of the show, which I thought might be a fun pun. And then the moment passed and then I still wanted to get it in anyway. So, Adel, anything to plug?
I always want to plug shoehorning in bits, even though the window has passed. I think that's always a great idea. And then I also want to plug two quick things. The three of us, myself, JBC, and Aaron, we were on a podcast called If I Were You, hosted by our podcast daddies at HeadGum, Jake and Amir. So please check out a episode of If I Were You with us on it. That was,
I think that came out this week too, right?
Yeah. So it should be out there now. And then I also was on a guest on a wonderful podcast called Random Number Generator Horror Podcast Number 9. That's hosted by Jeffrey Craner and Cecil Baldwin from Welcome to Night Vale. So please check that out as well. We reviewed the movie Suspiria, which I had never seen up until I had to watch it for this podcast. Boy, oh boy, that was a roller coaster ride.
Oh, so, with Shia LaBeouf.
Mm-hmm, with Shia LaBeouf, absolutely. And Aaron, of course, the spookiest planet in all the solar system is what planet?
Earth. No. Jupiter. Bye.
Bye forever.
Bye.
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 Bye. Starring Erin Keefe and John Patrick Cullen. Casey Tony did the editing. And Marty Parrish did the music. Logo created by Emily Cardamus and Emmeline Morris.
Hey there, you kooky squirrels and geese. If you liked that, you're going to love this week's Patreon. We do a Return to the Bracket Challenge. You can find that and all of our episodes by joining the Clue Crew for $5 or the Review Crew for $8 at patreon.com/heyriddleriddle. See you there.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.